Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I'm so excited to tell you guys, you can get your tickets now for June 17th at my beautiful winery show. It's at heathermcdonald.net. Justin Martindale will be joining me. There are two shows at 5:30 and 8:30, and there is a meet and greet available for both of the shows. So get your tickets now. It will sell out. It will be a delight, and it'll be really fun. I am wearing this shirt that says Scary Island. You probably are wondering why. Why? Because I got it from Jill Zarin. Yes. She and her daughter Allie were in town in LA at the end of last week. And I went to her hotel room and we set up the cameras and I had questions for both of them. And it was really a great, juicy, fun interview. And now here for more. And oh, and you can get Scary Island t-shirts, all of their products. There, you go to, she's going to explain it later, but there's a discount, a juicy discount for you at 15% off at Jill and Allie's website of all their cool stuff. But now for a very juicy interview with Jill Zarin and her daughter, Allie Shapiro. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. We are out in the field at the One Hotel in the world famous Sunset Boulevard with Jill Zarin.
Who would have thought?
And her gorgeous daughter, Allie Shapiro. Welcome back to LA, girls, and welcome back to Juicy Scoop.
I am so excited to be here.
Allie, are you not happy?
I'm so excited.
And by the way, can I just make a side note that about two blocks down is the office, the infamous office of Selling Sunset, the Oppenheimer Group.
Oh, interesting.
Just thought I'd give you a little fast fact for those watching on Sunset
Boulevard. I think Heather should walk in and do a little strut.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. No,
in her head to toe, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, I think so.
Well, you know, who knows who's really working there?
Nobody. I've walked by there many times. And it's, by the way, the windows on the outside are blackout. Isn't that weird? Mm. Is that weird?
Yeah, because they probably don't want people like you, like, putting your nose up to the window.
No, but I don't think it's new. I don't think it's new. I think they've always had blackout before they had a show.
No, they, listen, they film it. Like, they have their filming days. That's why nobody has anything on their computer screen. Nobody's calling. Like, it's, you know.
Do they film literally in there, or do you think they film in a stage set?
No, I think they film in there.
You do?
But they block off. Yeah, but that day, like, no one else is there. They knock
it
out.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
They bring other outfits and all of that.
They are the most gorgeous, beautiful. Those people should be on Beverly Hills too. Like, they are so gorgeous.
They probably will be.
I'm sure Christine.
Oh my God. Yeah. Can I please talk? You know, she says she doesn't have a stylist. She does it all herself.
I believe it.
I do too. No. She's got this incredible style. Like, I'm so envious of girls like that. I really am. Like, I want to follow them for a day and see how they put themselves together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She has a lot of money and she's super skinny.
You could have a lot of money and have no style.
That's true. That's true. Well, we're going to do lots of questions for you guys. Allie, what a life you've led. At the age of 14, you were thrust into the limelight.
For better and for worse.
And, I mean, what one of the things I loved, and I've talked about this day many of times, is when we were with Gloria. And Gloria was very diet conscious and a little critical of how Jill was looking in her tennis court. Tennis court.
Outfit.
And we get in the car leaving the country club. And you're like, look, Allie, you know what? That's what my mother was like. Aren't you lucky I'm not like that? And you're like, Mom, you put me on a reality show and sent me to a fat camp when I was 14 years old.
That wasn't true, Allie.
Kind of true.
It wasn't a fat camp.
I went to one of those two. So I also went to a fat camp that was not on TV.
Okay, that
was true. That was true. In California also. Camp California Fitness.
It's true. It was a
Was it fun?
Camp.
Was it fun?
I'm sorry, not a fat camp. A fitness camp.
It was a fitness camp to teach you how to work out so you'd have a lifetime of health and fitness. And guess what? You have a personal trainer every day.
Because I still have weight issues, yes.
Not because of weight issues. Uh-huh. You like the way, I thought you'd do it because you feel good.
Right.
Well, I think you look great.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Now, okay, we have some of the things. Someone said, there has been a lot of talking about housewives' offspring being the next generation of housewives. As you see, Gia of...
Yes.
On Real Housewives of New Jersey.
She's like a substar, right?
Yes.
Like
she's 21 years old. She looks gorgeous. She has her attitude with her nails and everything. And so what if there was like a next generation, or maybe they do... Ooh! Hello?
I know. Peacock, I thought the Bravo. Same thing.
You guys should do...
I know. I thought
a
it.
Week together on a trip, girls' trip, with the offspring of the different franchises.
I thought that they should be that the future housewives.
That would be
housewives.
So... They could be future housewives.
Oh, but a mini-series.
But a little, like a little stick your toe in it kind of a thing. So it would be like you. Who else could we get? You and Avery for sure.
For sure.
Okay, then
I don't think so.
Other franchises.
Luann's kids aren't going to do it.
No, the OC kids, I feel like, are big.
You know, Caroline Manzo's kids might do it. The boys.
Oh, yeah, you get a couple boys. It doesn't have to be, oh, you know what? Or do we want all girls?
Vicky's kids are too old.
Honestly, it should be all girls. Okay, I'm changing my mind, and it should be all girls.
The daughters and their moms, or just the kids?
Just the kids do, like, I don't know, a three-day, maybe just like a three-day intensive weekend, and of, like, in questions. And
how about therapists?
Like, therapists.
Oh, like a VH1, one of those shows.
Yes, and, like, where they show clips, like, and are like, how traumatic was this? And we definitely have to have Gina Kino's daughter on there. And
Kara. Right,
yeah. She's been
through a couple of the OC people. I don't know. It maybe it's not a great idea.
No, I think it would be great. I think me and Avery have a lot of history. Yeah, definitely Gigi and Bella.
They were their careers started on Housewives. It's true.
Yeah. Well, no offense, but Gigi and Bella are not going to do it.
I know that.
Sorry.
I'm too good for it, too.
Yeah.
I think if it was a few years ago, like out of college, I would be very against it. But now I feel like our whole brand, like everything I do now, stems from... this world.
But
so.
Ali respects the fact that it came from this world.
Yeah, and I think it's a different world today with like social media
like
and everything.
Some people do.
Who
not
the people?
You.
Well, who?
Well, like you just said, like the Gigi Hadids like wouldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Well, they wouldn't do it because if you're making like $50,000 a day, maybe you don't want to like block off a week.
I get it.
To do something that's not paying that much. It's not like a snobby thing. It's just like...
And I don't think they really were like house... Even though I think their fame started.
Oh, what about Delilah? They were on a lot. Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
They got their careers also started. Right. I'm not saying they wouldn't have had it, by the way, but I think
we'll
they
see
just
them
got a kickstart.
Probably a little bit on House Beverly Hills. Okay.
Did you read today? But somebody sent me an
what?
Alert.
What?
That was it you? Who sent me an alert? Oh, it's probably Patty. Patty always
what
sent
is it.
No, that it's probably not news. That Kathy Hilton didn't invite Lisa Rinna and Jane, what's her name? Erica Jane, to her birthday party, and like they'll never talk again or something like that. Something came out, some story.
Well, I don't even know how much Kathy Hilton's going to be featured in this season at all. Because
something bad happened. I don't know what.
She's not in the first episode.
No?
Don't mean to brag, but I
saw. Well, no. By the way, thanks for sharing. When is it coming out, the first episode?
The 11th. So.
Oh, you got it real early.
Yeah. I got it real early.
Is it good?
Oh, yes. It's super juicy.
I remember when they were filming, if you go back in your memory, because you have a much better one than I do, she wouldn't sign in the beginning, remember? She wanted more money.
Right.
So that's why she's not on in the beginning.
Oh, good point. I forgot about that.
Do we agree?
Yeah, you're probably right.
So she comes on as soon as she signs. But something happened, right?
I'm going to do a couple of what would Jill do. What would Jill do if her friend overly face-tuned all of her pictures on Instagram?
Whose pictures?
Would you
mine
say
or hers?
Anything or would you leave her own? Would you
no,
say anything?
The girl who posted it. Her pictures, not my pictures.
You have
pictures.
A good friend who
named
is
P.S. maybe?
That's popular on Instagram that overly face-tunes her photos. Do you say anything?
Absolutely.
And what have you said to Patty?
No names. P.S. P.S. I told her that, and she shooed me. Like, you know, I won't talk about it. Blah, and move me on.
She denied it?
She didn't deny it.
She said it. Remember, I
she
brought
didn't
it
deny
up.
It.
We went to her house.
She likes it, and she's all good with it.
Okay.
Right.
We went to her house, and we took a photo, and I'm like, oh, my God. Are you going to... And
please don't open face
she made Jill look like a completely different person. Like, her whole smile changed. And I'm like, what are you? I go, come on, Patty, what's the deal? And she goes, I enjoy it. It's my thing. She knows the world knows that she overreacts.
Can I show you one?
And it makes her joyful. So whatever.
I will say, though, there's a 99% chance that mom sent her that app to use. Because mom loves those apps, too.
I do.
Not as bad, but she loves them. But she looks great anyway.
I mean, she's really pretty.
She's beautiful.
She's really pretty in person. Great legs. Good body.
Great body.
But that app just, like, elevates it. So, okay. Is there something that Jill would have changed in her approach to Allie? Oh, to Allie's weight. Let's get back to that one. Is there something Allie would have wished her mom had changed or said differently? I mean, you're fine today, but going back.
I think we never really had that much of a healthy lifestyle in general. Like, mom eats Diet Coke and ice cream every day, including today.
I thought it was frozen yogurt.
Yep, frozen yogurt. Went to Kith today
and had five Diet Cokes.
So I think in general, if you want your child, I'm an only child, so there's no other evidence of anyone else. I think if you want your household to be
what?
A certain way, or a child, you have to have your whole household be that way. Like, we never were that active or healthy.
Which is why the best thing I really ever did was to send you to Martha's Vineyard, because Allie was forced, I don't want to say learned, forced, if she wanted to survive, to drink all that green juice.
Okay,
you
but,
know what?
But that's not...
Allie eats healthy because of that.
But that's not realistic.
Because I couldn't
for once a year.
Provide it.
But for once a year for me to go away to a camp and come back 10 days later, lost 20 pounds and then gain it back.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, right now...
No, but that's what happened.
No, but if we went downstairs and there was a green juice there, you would have one, like, because you like it. I would never eat that.
Yeah, but you made me go to a camp for them to teach me how to do it.
Right. So at least I did something right.
Okay.
What? I mean, if it's I can't give it to you, I tried to provide it for you.
Right.
Okay.
I did.
Thank you.
Good.
We all do the best we can, right, moms?
No, my biggest regret, I will say this, and I've said it before on the show, my biggest regret as a mother is that I didn't force my kids to eat better. I went to this parenting class, and they were like, you know, it was this weird, like, hey, pick your battles. And, like, if your child, you know, if your child doesn't like what you're serving dinner, have a drawer of, like, healthy snacks or whatever. And you say, okay, you can have that. And so I kind of was like, yeah, I don't want to. The minute my sons would, like, push back, I was like, this could be the last day on earth. And I don't want to spend it fighting over carrots. You should fight over the carrots. You should do all those things that people say to do, where you make your own baby food and you make them eat what you're eating. And because a baby has to try it like 5 times and then they like get into it.
Well, there's that philosophy, but I'm going to give you the other philosophy, which is Allie was a very picky eater. You know, and she was the kid who would only eat mac and cheese and all this stuff when she was very, very young. I thought she would never eat a vegetable. And you know what? She grew up and now, on her own, I don't eat sushi. She eats sushi. She eats tomatoes. She started to pick things up as she got older. Kids do.
I agree. My kids.
Maybe they haven't gotten there yet.
My kids are like starting to try different things.
They're still young. Give them 10 years.
Literally,
she'll be on
that is my biggest regret as a parent.
Because, should you send them to the Martha's Vineyard Detox Center? That's the question.
No, I would not send them to the camp. I did send my son to 2 weeks Catalina camp, and he did end up liking it, but it wasn't about food. They let him eat, like, burgers and stuff. But he was horrified that he wouldn't get to take his phone with him. And he was so mad.
Oh,
he goes, I'm going to send you to mom camp where all you do is drink wine and shop on your phone. And I'm
okay.
Like, everyone's like, can we go to the Brandon mom camp? Like, he just thought it was such cruel and unusual punishment.
On the East Coast, all children between the ages of 8 and 18 go to camp for 8 weeks with no phones. So
rich kids. Can't be every kid.
Not every kid.
No, a lot of kids. There are a lot of kids.
It's just more common than it is in the West Coast, I know.
And
definitely.
Florida
yeah.
kids don't
yeah.
usually go.
No, I would. Yeah, definitely. And that's where you get laid, right? The first time.
Well, that's
time.
Where you learn how to make a bed. But Allison didn't
or get
stay in
it.
Camp. Right? Allie didn't stay long enough to learn how to make a bed.
What if you go to camp and you learn how to make a bed?
Oh, my God. They have inspection. And if you don't pass inspection, you don't get to go to the state camp and get ice cream.
And what is this, $5,000 a week and your kid's living on a cot that he has to, like, it's like
they have to do their laundry. They have to make
their own beds. That should be the next Bravo series, actual camp.
Hello, I want to pitch it.
Adults going back to camp.
That's my idea.
All right. What would Jill do if her friend was dating or was engaged to a guy she thought was bad for her friend?
Probably keep my mouth shut.
now the Jill now keeps her mouth shut, or has a Jill in the past not kept her mouth shut and realized because of that experience, it's better to keep your mouth shut?
I don't know. Allison, how have I been?
Would you tell someone if you don't like them? I feel like, I don't know.
Am I honest? Or do I hold back? It depends on the person.
I think it does. If you're not that good of a friend,
I hold back.
You know, you just like, yeah. But if it is it is a good friend, like for me, let's say I'm part of Real Housewives of New Jersey, okay? And I would just say to Teresa, I would be like, absolutely get married, do all this stuff, but just be very careful with like combining.
Clean up and making sure that you have an exit strategy in case you're in trouble.
Right. Your businesses, your money.
Yeah.
A post-nup needs to happen, a prenup, and then a post-nup needs to happen. All that kind of stuff because you have four daughters and because you're a businesswoman yourself. I would say it a way to not be negative
towards
him. And
I wouldn't rush
him
to marriage. That's the other thing.
I would say that to like any of my friends, even if they were marrying the greatest guy on earth, I'd be like, you're a 50-year-old woman. You have your own money. You have kids that are depending on inheritance and stuff.
Right.
So, you know.
Gotta protect your children.
Yeah. I wouldn't make it about the guy.
I also think slow down. I mean, there's so many marriages, you know, celebrities are the ones you hear about where they rush to, you know, Vegas and they get married in 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, and then they end in divorce. Just at least date someone a year. Give yourself four. I always say you have to have four seasons with someone to really know their ins and outs before you should jump in. You can get engaged, but just don't get married until you're four seasons in.
I don't remember if you spoke about it or not, but that woman that was on the Housewives of Orange County that married Joe Biden's nephew.
Megan.
She was so happy and in love,
Megan
and it was amazing.
And then a month later, they divorced. What happened?
That was terrible.
What she has said was, I think she said she rushed into it and she didn't really know him, and I don't think he really understood what it was going to be like to suddenly be a father of three little kids.
And one of them is disabled. Right?
One has special needs. You know, that's just there. And just to have three little kids is a lot. And so I think she just checked it off as like just a random mistake.
I don't know how you can make a random mistake like that, but okay.
I know. I mean, what's she going to do? And now Jim Edmonds has announced that he is marrying. She's either wife number four or five. I can't remember if Megan was four or three. But anyway, this next wife, she's like close to Megan's age because they were friends. They had a threesome. Oh, that's how they met.
What?
Yes.
Wow. She did threesomes?
She did a threesome with Jim and this girl. And then this girl came back around or whatever. And now they're madly in love and they're getting married in Italy. With all his kids from his three different
wives. What I remember with her is that she sniffed out the whole Brooke cancer story.
Oh, my God. Faking?
She sniffed that out, and I thought she was a terrible person when I watched it. And then, of course, in hindsight, it was the best thing. That's someone who actually called it, right? She did. She could have kept her mouth shut. But she thought he was bad for Vicky and tried to get him away from her.
One time we were hanging out at Shannon Bedore's house with Vicky and Brooks, and my husband Peter was there. And this is before anyone thought he had cancer and they were dating and nobody disliked him, okay? This was like a long, long time ago. And Peter asks him how old he is and he tells him how old he is. And Peter's like, no way, you're so much older than that. Like,
really? Peter?
Yes.
He's not an aggressive person at
all. No, he was like joking, but just really, he was like giving him shit. But the guy.
Well, how old did he say he is? 30?
No, he said he was like 49, but Peter just thought he looked a lot older.
And was Peter right?
No! Oh. Peter was wrong.
Peter was wrong. I thought Brooks, he was right.
Brooks got out his license. And I was like, oh
his
my God. Like, what
certificate?
The like, we're trying to be friendly with these people. Like, what? Anyway.
Oh, so Peter said something was off, though. Maybe it wasn't his age, but something was off, I guess.
No, Peter didn't think anything was off. And Peter's just can be inappropriate.
No, but you see,
like,
there's a case where Megan did, and guess what? No good deed went unpunished. She was the mean girl that season, but she ended up being right. Who would have thought?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm obsessed with any story that's about lying about illness. Okay, what would you do if you're at a dinner?
Yes.
And you were talking to your friend, you're being aggressive, not aggressive, but you're being direct.
Being myself.
You're being direct. And she got up and she didn't flip the table, but she pushed and smashed all the drinks onto you.
Onto me.
Well, other people got wet. Well, I don't know if you deserved it, but you were just fighting, and she smashed the drinks, went spilling all over your boobs. Would you?
I'd be in shock. I mean, I don't think I'd get physical because I've never hit anyone. I've never touched anyone in my life. Believe me, I've thought about it, but it's never happened. I'm not
physical. That's true. In all of your years of being on Housewives, what's the closest you've ever come?
Never. Never.
What was your fight with Alex McCord? Have like, you're in Brooklyn have high school. That I was just a bit of a
realized.
Fight.
But New York, have New York women fight. Never gotten physical? You guys might be the only franchise that has never gotten physical.
Never.
I feel like Dorinda might have thrown a glass or something like that, but not really physical, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, they've
congrats.
Fallen.
They've classy
fallen.
Ladies.
They've fallen on each other. I don't think
But I mean, in
anybody.
An aggressive way. They certainly have used their words, but that's it, you know?
That's true. We're classy. We're the classy group.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's what they say in New York. Have you had any recent run-ins with Ramona since she ignored Gary? What's the latest?
Well, latest from that day is we went to a mutual birthday party in Miami.
Yes.
And I knew she was going to be there, and it was either going to be, you know, ice or ice cream. That's a good expression, right? Either I was going to get ice or ice cream, meaning she was going to be either cold or, so, you know.
Yeah, that's a good.
Or delicious, right?
Yeah, okay.
Ice or ice cream? You know, no.
I mean, let's get to it.
Okay go.
Yeah,
go.
So it was delicious. It was great. And we got up and took a picture together and posted. And I sat at the table. There's about six girls. And I said, I'm sitting across from her. And I said, Ramona, I have to tell you something. I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but I was on Heather McDonald's show. And I shared with her that you slammed the elevator door on Gary and it wasn't very nice. And I told her. And she's like, doesn't remember it at all. Exactly the way you said it. And I told her what happened. And I said, you really have to listen to the episode because Heather was spot on that I'm apologizing to her at the end. You're going to die laughing. So I think she knew about it, but she said she didn't. I think she had heard about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she wasn't mad or anything. Yeah.
I can't believe the only time I met her was at your event in the Hamptons. And you're like, let's get a photo with all the girls. And you had like girls from the
Canada,
Melbourne. And yeah, you had all everyone. The housewives, like any, yeah. And we were standing around the pool and
about 20 of us.
And you're like, and then, you go, get Heather McDonald in here too.
Because I said, she's an honorary housewife.
With all the housewives. And Ramona's like, who's Heather? Who's Heather McDonald? Who's Heather McDonald? And I think she had heard my, like, heard about me, whatever. Did. And, but you know, I met her, and then I had met her once before. She, of course, she doesn't remember when she was with Mario and I was doing that show in the Hamptons. And we went on that, we went like, it was like the day after 4th of July, we went on a big yacht party. Mm-hmm. And she and Mario had gotten back together and were very romantic before the final divorce. And she was like, I'll sell a lot of tickets to your show. I'll get a lot of people to go, okay? I have a really popular Twitter, and I could actually put a post out there about it. And she was being really nice, but I was like, actually, it's already sold out, but that's very sweet of you to talk
about. That was nice.
Yeah.
And no, we're good. In fact, she texted me this week, and she wanted a new rug for her bedroom in her apartment. In my building, in her building, as she likes to remind me, it's her building. And I said, absolutely. You know, she said she'll post, so that's nice.
She commented on Mom's Instagram saying, welcome to my building of 3 years.
Did that what she wrote?
Yeah.
Allie
wait, so
that.
Ramona had been in the building for 3 years?
Yes.
So Mom moved into Ramona's building.
Yeah, but what Ramona doesn't know is that Gary was there first. Gary was there before. And then Mario came.
And then Ramona. And Gary and Ramona went on a date, right?
They did.
Your Gary.
Gary took Ramona out on a blind date. And then I guess they went on another date. Ramona invited Gary to be her date at someone's bar mitzvah. And he went. You know, it's free pigs in a blanket. So
did they?
Gary doesn't miss a meal.
What? Did they ever make out or anything?
No, he swears nothing happened. Swears. And she also says nothing happened.
And so what did he say? It was just not a love connection?
Just not a love connection.
But as Mom would say, she could take him.
Huh?
What do you mean she could take him?
Oh, then she can have him.
She can have him.
She wants him, she can have him. But no, but you know, she said something very nice. Oh, no, she said something very nice about me on
what?
Their date, which is that she really loved the relationship of that Bobby and I had, that she was envious of that relationship because it was after she had left Mario.
Yes.
And, you know, after he did that really, really, really shitty thing to her.
Right.
Called getting somebody else pregnant, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Wait, but the girl didn't have the baby, right?
No. And who knows if that was even true. But there was a girl. The whole thing was shitty. She didn't deserve it. Yeah. No matter how bad my relationship was with Ramona, never deserved that. I would never wish that on anyone.
No.
No, but you know, they're in a good place now.
Remember during COVID, remember the psychic from Morocco? I think we talked about that.
Oh, how could
time.
I forget?
Did she tell you anything good, the psychic?
No, nothing I remember. No. I mean, it was all about her. I mean, when she said that your husband's thinking of another woman, it was like, are you kidding me?
It is so wild out of the 14 years. I feel like Morocco and Scary Island still go down as the best. Most memorable trips, memorable episodes.
Things that people talk about.
In all houses history.
I know, because Luann being like, you came down here
in your Herman Munster shoes. Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes, darling.
Yeah, she was like, you're a Louis Vuitton.
Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes, darling. Oh,
my
God.
You went to Luann's cabaret.
Did
you enjoy it? She looked beautiful. You all looked really cute.
I always enjoy Luann's cabaret.
Yeah.
And not only was I there, I was there and Teresa was there that night. And I had brought Phaedra with me because we had just filmed for the Ultimate Girls Trip some stuff. And it was phenomenal. The fans love Luann. And Luann loves her fans.
And Gary hit it off with... Teresa's fiance.
Yes, Louis. I have to tell you, I had a great first impression of Louis.
Yeah, you know what I said on the
show? I did.
The thing is, on the show, and I said this on my podcast recently, I said, you know, we only saw him being very sweet to her, having fun with the guys, showing up. And there were moments.
There's moments when
he had to defend himself, and we never saw him get heated about defending himself. We saw her get heated, which we've known has been a personality trait of hers for years. So I'm like, it's a little bit of a bummer because there probably was other footage maybe where he was like being kind of more.
Well, they got him at the end. They did when he said let's go in the last.
Yeah,
episode.
But I'm saying that we didn't get to see that much of. Like his personality. Like they spend so much on the other guys and how funny they are and how they get along. Like they cut it in a way to keep us guessing about him, which I can see why, because there's still a mystery. But I'm sure he is very nice to
me. Let me tell you something. I really had a good time that night. He's very smart. He's extremely successful. He's very generous. He loves her. They're holding hands. You know, they're engaged now, like they've been together over the year, you know, and that the pheromones disappear a little bit, you know, even if you're together. They're still holding hands and lovey-dovey. It's beautiful. And I don't blame her for being in that love bubble. I felt part of her bubble. And if somebody came in my bubble, I'd be pissed too. I'll tell you, I would.
Are you in a love bubble?
A what?
A love bubble with Gary?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Beautiful.
I am. As much as I hate him every day.
What would Jill Zara do if she found out her fellow castmate was a cult leader who enticed members of her church to remortgage their houses to contribute to the cause?
She would join it.
That was on another show.
She loves cults.
That was Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
Loves cults. You love a good cult.
Well, I don't want to be part of one, but I am obsessed with them.
There you go.
What, have you ever had a friend that you felt was getting into something that wasn't
right? I had a friend
who
was in one.
Which one?
The famous one in California.
Scientology?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, didn't I meet this woman?
Yeah, let's not name names. No names.
I can't remember her name anyway.
But she left. I'll be honest with you, I never, ever asked her to, you know, not for me to ask. I never thought that I didn't think it affected her in a negative way as far as my interaction with her, that I was obsessed with it. I always wanted information about it. I was curious about it.
We got Dianetics, we got the books, we got the DVDs.
So she sent it to me. I never watched anything. But I was obsessed with questions. I was just so curious about the whole thing. But she ended up leaving. She went all the way through the program, spent, you know, millions of dollars, and she left ultimately and found something else.
Well, yeah, because when you get to the ultimate thing, you're supposed to like.
I think she was disappointed.
You're supposed to go on a spaceship and meet these people, and really? Then the spaceship never comes, and then they go, well, you just need to redo these courses, and then you'll get to the.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out. So
that's what I've heard. I don't know,
but she doesn't have any hostility there. Like, there's no dead bodies, so to speak. You know,
Allie, you know that there was a lot of talk about you. Being Dumois.
Oh,
can you talk on that, please?
I love Dumois. Big fan.
Big fan.
I think I liked it more and it was mostly focused on like influencers, more relatable people. Now it's kind of like everyone, every A-list celebrity's on there.
Is it like Paris Hilton?
I hate to confirm that I am not Dumois.
So officially. Don't confirm it. Don't confirm it. Deny it, but don't confirm it.
Well, she just denied it. She just said she's not Dumois.
I think everyone knows that I'm not Dumois. I'm no one actually thinks I'm Dumois. Except these two girls.
Do you know who Dumois is?
I don't, but I've spoken to Dumois a lot. We have DM'd frequently.
Oh.
But I don't know who they are. I feel like it's two girls, maybe, and they're based in the West Coast, is what I've heard. But I've not asked them who they are.
Well, I'm having a deja vu of that show. Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of like Lady Bridgerton.
Okay.
No, not what's her...
Lady Bridgerton is the person that does the...
Yeah, it's a gossip play.
Yeah, right. But her name isn't Lady Bridgerton. No, what was the name of the character?
Who cares? Listen, I will say I DM'd with Dumois a little bit just because there would be a couple things that I was written about me and I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm so flattered. And then she started a podcast and I was a guest on it. I listened to the podcast prior and she does this voice thing so that you can't detect her voice, almost like you were like a mafia or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you're like
witness protection.
Right. And so I, listening to the voice before I spoke to her in person, not in person, but on a Zoom audio, I thought, oh, I wonder if she's actually a guy.
Yeah.
But then when I did the interview.
Maybe it's Perez Hilton again.
No. When I did the interview, it was just a normal sounding 30-something girl, in my opinion.
Oh, so you did hear her voice.
I heard her voice regular because then I think after they record it, then they put that voice thing on her voice. To me, she just sounds like any white 30-year-old girl, if I had
accent.
To guess.
Yeah.
No accent. I mean, not New Yorkie or anything. No, just kind of like normal, like hip voice. But anyway.
Yeah,
okay.
Big fan.
Sound
huge
like
fan of Dumois. Yeah, not me.
Jill, what would you have done at the Seder dinner on Real Housewives of New York with Ramona and Ebony? Do you remember it?
Not really. I just remember them peeing. I just remember Sonia peeing outside in the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Right. Have you gone to Sonia's comedy show?
Not yet, but I'd like to. I reached out to her. I wished her congratulations.
And what did she say?
For her. She said thank you, and she's going to be back in New York next week, and I have it on my calendar to call her. I actually wrote it down to call her when she's back. I'd like to see her. I haven't seen her in a long time.
Jill, are you watching OC?
Of course.
What would you do about Noella? What do you think her deal is? Allie, you can chime in, too.
She doesn't belong on that show. She doesn't fit in. I think she's too quirky.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think the whole idea of Orange County is this kind of white vanilla, you know, lady, housewife with, you know, 2.2 kids and whatever. I mean, that's what I kind of fantasize about it. That's how it started out with Vicky and whatever.
With Behind the Gates.
Yeah, the whole thing. And I'd like to keep it there. I mean, you can make another show, sure. But I think that she just has an alternative lifestyle. I think the guy she's bringing to the table absolutely does not fit in with Heather Dubrow's husband, Dr. Dubrow.
Oh, you mean the new guy she's dating?
Yeah, with the tattoos from head to toe. Yeah. I just don't think that's the style of the show. And I think she's isolated on an island. Nobody likes her.
Meet Bronwyn and her new girlfriend, Vika Trillion.
Oh, talk about that. I love a late in life lesbian story.
I never met Bronwyn at any point, like before. Uh-huh.
I've never met her.
I met her very briefly at BravoCon.
Did you like her?
Yeah, I mean, the husband was really happy. I mean, they love
being famous.
They just loved people seeing them. It was like outside of the building where there was like your stuff and like the museum.
Yep, the main building.
So people, not the one where the panels were, the other stuff. And they were just like, and they were sweet to me, but I mean, they thoroughly
loved being famous.
They seem really, really happy together. Vika Trillion. I don't know her real name. Victoria, I guess. Vika Trillion is her Instagram name. I don't know.
Okay.
She's a model. But she was great. They seem in love, happy, like super genuine. Like,
but
I saw
it
firsthand.
That's the weird thing.
She's like six children.
I know. And
but she spends most of her time in New York and Miami.
Well, that's so who's raising her 3 and 4 year old?
So what I've read is, in the interview she's given, they do the nesting thing. So they have one house in Orange County.
So she lives in
there with the kids for like 10 or 12 days.
Wow.
Taking them to school and stuff. While she lives a single lesbian life.
In New York.
A childless lesbian life for 10 or 12 days. And then she goes there and he goes somewhere.
He goes away.
Yeah.
Well, I think her mom was very hippie-ish. So I guess she was raised that way, too.
Well, it's literally... that was one of her storylines of how hard it was that her mom had her very young, first the mom was in a band and would bring her mom to like the troubadour and like put her on the corner of the stage at like 8 and she'd be there till 2 in the morning or whatever and then go to school the next day. And then the mom was like, you know what? I'm going to go to medical school. And then
the mom went
to medical school and again she felt sort of abandoned. And the
mom, that's a long, that's not like a chapter. That's like years.
Yeah. But then the mom met a much younger man and had two kids that are like, I don't know, 18 and 22 or something.
Wow.
But they're still together. She and the younger man are still together.
Right. Not with her father. Right.
Right. And so then, but it is kind of interesting to see that like Bronwyn's life, a major change, mm-hmm. and then like, and because everything she said is like, everyone should be authentic and everyone should do what they want to do and live their own life. And it's like, fine, but you
gotta take care of what people have, like, that you brought into the world.
I mean,
it's only been 6 months they've been together, but I mean, they seem really
well. She met her in New York. Why did she have to come to New York to begin with? Like, if you were gonna live separately from your husband, you're going to do the nesting thing, why wouldn't you get like a small condo and that you'd switch off?
Or even San Francisco's a lot closer.
Yeah, she made it seem
Would you have to be? No, but exactly. If you wanted to like have a whole new like gay vibe or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, she said she felt very like separated from everyone else in Orange County from that.
Right, because it's a very white vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's not. That's just such bullshit.
That's what she was saying.
Well, like those aren't the only people you have to hang out with. Are the castmates? Like, there's definitely gay people in Orange County, and there's definitely different people.
Well, I didn't say there aren't.
I know, but like, I hate that when people act like, because that's not you, but I'm saying I hate when that's.
You can say me.
I hate when that's like when someone's saying that, like, nobody. What do you want? People knocking on your door every day?
Right.
Hi.
Are you a lesbian?
Hi. We were going to buy you lunch, but then we heard you were a lesbian, so now we're not. Like, it's like bullshit.
New York is very different from Orange County in general. She was looking for a change. But yes,
well, there's clubs and there's access.
In New York, you're going out every night, and Orange County is suburban.
Does Orange County have a gay club? Life at all, like to meet people.
Yeah, Laguna's gay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Laguna's
I'm
pretty gay.
Long Island Jewish girl. I have no idea what's in Laguna.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. So she went to New York, and they met in New York, huh?
Yeah.
And then, do you know that she has 15 orgasms a day, each lasting 10 minutes?
I'm jealous.
That's a very busy day.
It's a very non-productive day.
Yeah. How long do they last? Nothing lasts 15 minutes.
No, 15 orgasms, each lasting 10 minutes.
I've never heard of an orgasm
lasting 100 minutes.
There's no way it lasts 10 minutes.
It's 150 minutes.
60 seconds.
Divided by
120.
60 minutes. So what is that? Three hours of boning.
Oh, my God.
3 hours of orgasm.
Oh, my God.
It's a good thing your kids aren't there.
Yeah,
okay, anyway.
She's making up for lost time.
What would Jill do if Kanye was her son-in-law?
Oh, I'd be so happy.
Really?
What? In what sense?
Well, I'd love to give advice.
All right. Well, what's your advice?
So he needs a lot of advice.
I definitely want to be his therapist.
Dr. Jill.
First of all, he's so freaking creative. You know, there's so many great things about Kanye. He is. He's like a genius.
You wouldn't care if you walked into Allie's house and she had a daughter and the daughter could only wear black or cream clothes and the whole house was cream. She couldn't have any Christmas decor. Not that she's Jewish, but
I don't
she
know what's fact from fiction from that whole story. I really don't. I don't know.
Well,
what
the fact
there.
Is, the house was all cream, and
but
Kim
maybe
had
she
to wear
liked it.
I know, but you wouldn't feel like she'd influenced.
He was very controlling and had OCD in general, so I think he wanted things a certain way.
Yeah, I don't know the problems with the marriage.
I saw a clip.
When you say it like that as a son-in-law, I didn't think of it that deeply as being like the father of my grandchildren.
Well, I mean, I think.
It's like, you know.
I think Chris is really good about staying out of the daughter's relationships until they need her.
Mm.
I think she always supports it.
She's got so many.
Right, but I think she always supports it. She always is like, good, have a baby, get married, we love you, come to the Christmas party.
Yes, very inclusive.
Da, 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 da. So then when it does fall apart, it's not like she's ever going to have that I told you so moment. So I guess you wouldn't
be
either.
How could she be a judge either? You know what I mean? She's had her own issues and her own marriages in life, so she's not judgy. She's not.
True that.
Right?
Okay.
Not judgy.
Let's see. Jill, have you gotten an invite to do BravoCon 2 yet?
Nope.
And
has anyone?
Yeah, Heather, have you gotten an invite for BravoCon too?
Yeah, no. She's my plus one. What are you talking about?
But I'm going.
You're always my plus one.
No, I'm going.
Oh, you got invited?
No, I didn't get invited. I don't plan on. I hope I get invited, but I'm going no matter what.
Good.
Oh, so not as my plus one. You're going on your own.
No, I'm going as your plus one.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Are you going to be invited, Mom?
I'm
going
to help you sell your stuff.
You better whore me out. Hello, Beverly Hills Housewives. Here we are.
JillZarin.com.
I have much better swag this time. Yeah. Last time I had nothing to sell. I was just like promoting my rugs.
Yeah.
Had a couple of books. Was really just selling
myself. I honestly, COVID was so much up and down. There was times where I was like, you know what? They're never going to have it again. Again. They're going to use this COVID as excuse. But now I feel that, like, now that COVID is really done, like, pretty, well, who knows? But I think it's going to be really fun.
And it's going to be at the
Javits
Center.
I want to show the one that's a Bravo one. The one, you know, the one that
Yeah, show
the
me your product. Words. It's fine.
Allie's like, now. I'm like, no,
Allie,
yes,
come
yes.
on. Stop pour up. It out.
So unwrap it, bitch. You'll love it.
Jill.
By the way, I took your advice. I just want you to know, and I'm going to show you pictures tonight at dinner. Well, we talked about our candles the last time I was here.
Oh, yeah.
And you gave me some constructive advice.
Nice.
This one is, that's Future Reality Star, but we have one that says Final Rose. What does it say?
Final Rose material.
Isn't that great? Final Rose
material. So, like, yeah.
To give your girlfriend or to give your mom Final Rose material.
Reality Star fans. And then we have... And then we have merch.
You know what? What's so cute with these is that you could, for like a bride, to give to her bridesmaids,
yes.
she could like Future Reality Star to one,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Final Rose material.
To another,
such a great
like
bridesmaid
yeah.
to get the bride.
I love it.
Allie, wait, show them the other ones. The crystal one. Okay. Don't be bad. Anyway, so we're doing a whole bunch of
I have
of
a
neutrals.
Question why she gets this. What would you do if your ex pooed in the bed a la Amber turd.
Okay, so do you see that color is more home friendly?
She asked me to bring it out.
Look, don't worry about it, sweetheart. And it's more home friendly. And we're making it smaller, the words.
I like
it.
Smaller.
They're going to be smaller.
And this smells really good. It has crystals in
and
here.
It has
that,
crystals.
That when it melts down, you have the crystals.
Yes.
Oh, this is really good. Argar wood. It smells really good. It smells very like.
But the color, you see the color is gray and it goes
Wait,
in a gray.
Wait, Jill,
house.
I asked you a question.
What's the question?
What would you do? You heard about Amber turd leaving a turd in Johnny
God,
Depp's
so
bed.
Oh my God, so disgusting.
I didn't hear
what
that.
What would you, yeah, that's part of their trial. What would you do if your significant other shit the bed?
I'm very spiteful. I mean, I would take that shit and I would like do something with it worse.
Jill, you don't remember that this has already happened to you?
Okay, it was Ginger. It wasn't Gary.
Dog poop is different than human
dog
poop.
Dog poop is like this, and you know, yeah. But you know what? Ginger couldn't get off the bed, and she shit on Heather's head.
It's not Ginger's fault. R.I.P. Ginger.
We were on Fisher Island in Carol Chris's house.
R.I.P.
We were sharing a bed with Ginger,
and Ginger, the bed was like up to here, and she couldn't get off. So at least she didn't jump suicide like this one. My bossy's so stupid, she just suicides off the bed and breaks a leg. Oy.
I'm Patty Stanger's
I'm
bed.
I'm Patty Stanger's bed.
Oh, my God.
So the answer, what would I do? I would be very spiteful, and I would probably take it and put it in someplace really bad. Like, I'd probably put it in his wallet.
Oh, like, or, yeah, like, leave it for later.
I mean,
like,
I would really
find.
Hide it well for him. I mean, it would be everywhere, and he would never forget it.
Ooh, this is a good one. Jill, what would you do if Allie started dating a man who was 20 years her senior?
My son-in-law? My future son-in-law?
Is his name about it?
Is his name Elon Musk?
No, just any guy.
Well, it can't be.
What's
just
the oldest guy? Okay, how old are you, Allie?
29.
Have you ever dated someone in their late 40s?
No.
I tried to get her someone even 10 years older. I think Allison needs, or I'm not going to say now, but there were times
I'm currently dating someone that's younger than me, so...
Right.
How much younger?
27.
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
It's still younger.
It is younger.
No,
and at this
that's
age,
the
it feels
same.
Younger.
That's
but you know,
same
Gary's
age.
2 years younger than me.
That's nothing.
I would just
20 years older
than
you.
If you talk to the wrong person, at 33, I was with somebody who was 50. I liked an older guy.
Right.
So, you know, if you ask me, if Allie fell in love with someone who would give her children and was 20 years older and she loved him and he loved and adored her, it would not bother me. Because look, you know, life is
fun. I agree. Do you have any advice for Lala at this time in her life? It's So that was another question.
Lala needs to get healthy. I haven't spoken to her. I should have called her this trip. She needs to eat. She needs to give herself nourishment because she's taking care of her baby.
Yeah.
Because she admittedly stopped eating because she's, you know, going through all this, you know, stuff.
I haven't seen her in a couple weeks, but yeah, she did get very thin. Yeah, she was definitely, I ate with her.
Good. That's all. Because she said she couldn't eat. She was in shock. I got that.
But I think she'll get it. She's doing better now.
I adore her. And she needs to forestall, if that's a word, men right now. Mm-hmm. She needs to take care of her shit. And see where it falls, whatever that may be. I wish I could be a mediator for her. I do. I wish I could, you know, I could give her the gift of mediation because she'll go broke, he'll go broke, and at the end of the day, they'll end up where they're supposed to end up anyway. So I just hope for the baby's sake that, you know, Ocean should have a relationship with her father and her mother. But in this case, I do think that the mother should have physical custody and that he should not. And he should have visitation. I think I'm a big, strong believer that children should be brought up primarily in one location. For them, it's best for them to go to school and get out of bed 5 days a week in the same bed. I think it's selfish when parents say 2 weeks, Monday, Tuesday, you're at my house. Wednesday, Thursday, and you wonder why your kids can't find their shit and their homework is left here and this and that. It's like so disruptive. And I grew up in one house in one bed and I'm all fucked up with stuff. Can you imagine if I had to live in two locations all the time?
I know. You know, it's hard because, especially in California, they are very much about 50-50. And I agree that the dad should have the rights too, but you're right. You have to think about what's best.
What's best for the kid?
I just saw a TikTok and this mom was like, I just asked my son this. Like, what was the hardest time in your life? And he goes, when you and dad had the thing where I had to split the week.
Of course, it's hard.
Because now they had worked it out that the kid was at the house the whole week. And then, like, you know, or whatever. And that's easier once they're older, too. Because once they're older, the dad's like, hey, buddy, can I take you to dinner, like, on Thursday? And the mom is like,
no problem.
Right,
the truth is, right, let's be
real. But it's when they're babies, it's hard.
When they're little. And they're growing up. Right, no, and so when they're little, their life is revolved around school, you know, a little bit of homework, dinner, and bed. So if a husband's working a full day, a full job, and coming home, if he's lucky at 5 or 6 or 7... All he gets are the leftovers. He gets the bath time and the hardest part, putting him to bed. So really, what did you get out of that? What you did is you tortured your kid now because now he's going to not remember that he left something at home or whatever. It's just torture, and it's about ego. It's always about the parents. You know, they like me more. The baby wants to be with me. Or I feel so guilty that we're divorced that I have to be with you half the time because otherwise I'm not doing my job.
Right.
If I don't fight for half, then I'm a bad father. No, fight for doing the best thing for your kid. And then you'll have a healthy child and a great relationship when they get older. I'm a really strong advocate. And you know what? Allison's father never fought me on that. And he had 50. He could have had whatever he wanted. I was very open. And he said, Allie needs to sleep in your house every night because that's the best thing for her. And I will come to her.
Yeah. When he moved to Jersey, it would have been much more difficult for me to do Monday,
Tuesday. But legally,
Tuesday
he had the right to. He didn't do it. Right. We talked about it. That wasn't best for Allie.
Right. So speaking of your juicy story last time you were on about your donor family.
By the way, she only talked to you about that. You know that. You broke a huge story.
I know.
It was everywhere.
I'm going to just remind people really quickly of the story.
Update.
How you found out later on, and we won't get into how you found out. You found out only a few years ago, right?
Yep, that my mom and dad used a sperm donor to conceive me. And then we found out the sperm donor that they chose wasn't actually the one that was used.
Correct.
So the sperm bank mixed up the donor. Luckily, didn't affect me at all that I know of, because at the end of the day, I'm still my mom's child and whatever. And we found him. I won't say his name.
So you found the correct one.
You found the correct one. However, I have not met him yet, but I've met my half-sister through him.
And do you like her?
She's great. We've hung out a bunch. She actually saw Gary in the street.
Oh, you've hung out? Really?
Hung out a bunch. She lives 3 blocks away from my mom and Gary.
Really? She moved to the city?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Why don't you invite her over?
And is she your half-sister through, because you're both, because of the
same
sperm
donor?
Mm-hmm. Oh, not like his actual child that he's raised?
No. He's never, he doesn't have any children of his own.
So
it's all sperm donor children, and there's about 4 other girls we know of, but I've only met this one. And she's great.
Does she look like you?
Not really. No.
Not really.
And
she's tall. She has the eyes. She's blue.
And so have you guys only like talked over the computer or have you talked on the phone?
No, we've met in person. The dad, I have not. The dad, I've only emailed.
And do you have any desire to meet him? What's the, or does he have any desire? Like, where, what's the holdup?
I think he has a desire because he's asked me a few times to meet. I don't really because I feel like I'm pretty fulfilled in terms of dads. And there was my dad, there's Bobby, there's Gary.
I wanted to meet him.
Yeah, mom wants to meet him, asking all the questions.
Allie's like, no.
I don't know. I don't really have a strong desire to. Is that weird?
So the mix up. It wasn't someone they chose, but it was someone that was like a popular donor. Like he had all the assets. People were choosing him as well.
We have no idea. We think it could have been just a mistake.
Wow. Well, at least you found, at least it wasn't the doctor. You know, that's happened.
Oh, yes, it has.
The story with that fertility doctor in Texas, he got off.
Impregnated everybody.
People would think they were choosing some California medical student.
Yeah.
And it was the doctor.
Yeah, and it was the doctor.
But who knows? I mean, the sperm bank could have been choosing this guy for a reason. We have no idea.
Wow. Okay, here's a good one. But
that's my number one Google alert, so anyone Googles me.
Really?
Really?
Who is Ali Shapiro's dad?
At the McDonald's show.
Oh, my God, I love it. How would you feel, Ali, if Jill, your mother, was killing it on Instagram and TikTok by dancing in her bedroom in just her underwear?
Like, I think there is someone that does that now.
Yes.
But she doesn't. She has a hot body.
She's a hot body.
And
if you have a hot body.
If I had a hot body.
And could dance.
And I could dance.
I think it'd be great. I think it's really funny. It's not like
she's
you're
got
nobody.
Great with. I know you're talking about LR. She's got.
Everyone knows who we're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
LR. She has the sickest body. She's got great rhythm, great dancer. Was she on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
She should have won.
Her body's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And great rhythm.
I think her face is just stunning. She's had a lot of work done. I don't care.
She's a beautiful girl.
I love her face and
I love her personality.
And I love her lipstick.
I'm wearing it. The Lisa Rinna lips.
I'm telling you, it's the best liner.
It is because it rolls. And you don't have to sharpen it.
You never have to sharpen it. The liner and then the lip and then...
And it's a heavy case.
And then this gloss on top.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Anything your mom can do that's authentic and organic and you can post it yourself would make me very happy. So if you want to dance in your t-shirt and underwear, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, here I come.
What would you do? This is for both of you, ladies. What would you do if you were on a Sprinter van and it was surrounded by Homeland Security to arrest one of your friends slash castmates?
Well,
you saw that in Salt Lake, right?
I might be looking for a future husband for Allie if he's hot.
The Homeland Security guy?
Okay. Oh, every single person she meets that's decently good looking, she goes, are you single?
I'm just saying that's what's on my mind.
So yeah, I believe that.
I'd call my sister, Judge Lisa Wexler.
Oh, and ask her.
Well,
that's
what's
right.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's good. You would get the scoop there.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen with Jen Shaw?
I think she's gone to jail.
Yeah.
What happened? She didn't have a case?
It's like set for October.
They moved it to October?
July or October. Can you just look it up?
What do you think's going to happen?
I think she's going to get time for sure.
Real time in jail.
Real time.
Wow.
Like five years.
Yeah, I was going to say like six.
It's a first offense. Wow. It's a first offense.
There's a lot more to it. It's not necessarily the first offense. She kind of was caught for doing it before.
Oh.
And then like figured a different way to do it.
So I didn't know that. She was arrested before?
I think she'll get 6 years, but end up doing like 2.5.
As of March 10th, it was pushed back to July.
July.
Wow. I wonder why.
Right around the corner. Let's see. And I know they're filming right now.
Can you imagine how she doesn't sleep at night? I mean, you can't sleep at night not knowing.
She is sleeping at night. She's like dancing around having the time of her life. She's sleeping at night.
She's in La La Land.
Does she have stressful moments like when she has a meeting with the, you know, attorneys or whatever? But then I think she almost like compartmentalizes it and is able to like, you know, go, it's amazing and sell all her stuff and dance and have fun. And she was like she was doing some dancing with some person. Who is she with?
Do you have any friends on the show? Do you know what's going on there?
Listen, I'm just saying she can still have a good time. Does she have some really hard moments? Does she cry at night and freak out? I'm sure she does. But it's not like she can't have fun as well. And she should. She
what
might be in jail for 6 years.
What happened to the other one?
She should freaking be dancing.
No, what happened to the...
What?
No.
Lotto. Lotto.
She was dancing with Lotto.
Well, okay. No, what happened with the one who didn't come back? What's her name?
Mary.
What happened to her in the church?
I think the church is gone, and I think
she's... You think it's gone? Or you think she's...
I went to the church. It's like all boarded up. It's over with.
Well, she might have moved the church.
There's so few people left that are into this church. Like,
you think so?
Yes. The people who have done the research said it's like not even like 100 people.
Oh, she's probably starting it up somewhere else.
I don't think anyone. Now it's hard though. Now who? What kind of fools are you going to get?
Oh, there are a lot of fools.
I think it's pretty hard to start again. Okay, we're gonna let me see if there's anything.
Stuff on eBay.
Are you friends with any other of the Bravo kids?
Oh.
That you keep in touch with are really...
I would say I'm friendly with most of them. Like, if I saw Avery Victoria...
Luann's kids, definitely.
We always get along. I think Jersey kids, if I saw them. But it was weird because we were one of the first housewives, and we were all young. I feel like now there's a big age gap between older kids that are older and then the new housewives kids that are much younger. So there's a big age gap.
Yeah.
But I think like a BravoCon, we hang out with them. It's nice to like have this camaraderie and this shared experience. But
you know what? I'm going to
no one day to day.
I'm going to
Brooks.
All right, I'm pitching something right now, BravoCon, because it's my idea. It's going to be really awkward if you don't ask me to do it. We need to have a panel.
Yeah,
with the kids.
OG kids or new kids?
What do you mean? Like, the OG? Well, it doesn't matter. It could be a variety.
Well, no, kids of the past or kids of the present. Like, Mook Marks is now, and Allie's 10 years ago.
I think we could mix them. I think that's what's interesting.
Well, do you remember there was a Watch What Happens Live special where Andy invited the kids and didn't invite me, and
somebody
took it very personally.
Why weren't you invited for that?
I don't know.
Oh,
they said then maybe I can't get this because it was kind of already done. But anyway, I would like to...
No, it's different when Allie
wasn't there.
As a mother of kids that are 20s and teens, I would like to do a panel with whatever kids they want. I know every single one. And I can come up with questions and everything of
what would you ask Allie?
Well, I've asked her a lot on this show.
Oh, that's true.
But mostly I really want to get to like the juice. Like when was one time that being your daughter's child was, and this is good, that it really helped you or was really beneficial or a super fun night? What was one experience that you were like, wow, this wouldn't have happened, or this was great, this person approached me? Was one of the times where it was really hurtful?
In my perspective, I would say that my mom was always this like socialite person. So I never felt like our lives changed that much. Like it was a very gradual shift because there was no overnight social media. So for me, I always felt like we were always this socialite. They were always her friends. Nothing really changed that drastically for a very long time until pretty much the past few years. Like we were always kind of in magazines and stuff. So I never really felt like it helped us that much.
But I can give you an
younger
example.
No, but I always felt like it hurt me because I was embarrassed in school, going to college. I was embarrassed getting a job after school.
You're embarrassed because would people say it or you thought they were thinking it? Like, oh, that's Jill Zarin's daughter,
Because
Allie.
I was scared when they Googled me. If I had a job, they would see Jill Zarin's daughter, whatever it is. And it was about weight loss and a diet camp and whatever. But I feel like now with social media and stuff, everyone has a platform. Everyone's some kind of
a
celebrity.
And you have your own voice.
Yeah, it's not that crazy anymore special to be recognized or known. And so I feel like, it helps us.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
In general, being like semi-famous, but I wouldn't say like the Housewives skyrocketed us specifically. It was more of like this overall fame that we've all,
No, but I remember there's a club in New York that you went to, I think in the last couple of years, and they recognized you. I won't say the name of it.
No, but it's funnier. Okay. So I went to a club with my friends, and they were giving us a very hard time. Guy friends buy a table. We get in, and the bouncer was probably gay. I would say he was gay. And he goes, all of these curtains are from Zarin Fabrics. And so it was funny because, he knew me and that it was Zarin Fabrics.
I don't remember that. Okay.
But it didn't really help me get into the club. So, I feel like you never know who...
No?
Up in the club.
Well, all the gays love you.
No, but I'm just saying, wasn't there a time where you went to the door and the doorman recognized you and he said, you can come in with all your friends? And Allie was like, was a big shot because she got 15 people into a club that you couldn't get into.
Because
they recognized her.
Right. So that's exactly.
So that's a positive.
You answered the question perfectly. It had those perks, but then it had this extra anxiety or stress a little bit.
Yeah.
So, well, girls, thank you so much.
Thank you for schlepping over here.
When am I? Let's get out the calendar.
Yep.
For when I'm coming to hang out. I'm inviting myself to the Hamptons
this
summer.
You're always invited.
I'm your guest at BravoCon.
Yes.
And then I also want to get out and pick out and buy some rugs today.
Today.
Because I keep saying I won't. So while we're here, we're going to show me the stuff. I need one for my house inside, and I need one for my patio.
Good. You know your sizes. That was the issue.
Yeah, I mean, I can show you here what my size. I'll walk around and you tell me what.
And we can share our code.
Yes.
Oh
yeah. What
Allie,
is the code for the Juicy
15 on JillZarin.com and JillAndAllie.com for all of your gifts and rugs and furniture and everything.
Awesome. Thank you, girls.
Thank you for
having us.
You're the best Housewife Juicy Scoopers ever.
Well, I'm your number one fan. I am a member of Patreon, too.
I know. So that's why I can never say anything bad about you.
I protect myself that way. It's an insurance policy. No, she's the best show. I don't know what to tell you. You are the best comedian.
Thank you.
I'm your biggest fan.
I agree.